Headlines powered by Bowser. Get to Bowser Chevy today and experience it for yourself. The Steelers have signed Dwayne Haskins to a futures contract, like no risk at all here. So right now on their quarterback depth chart board with only Big Ben and Mason Rudolph signed for next year, you have Dwayne Haskins replacing the spot that Duck Hodges had last year. That seems like a good trade. For more, go to our website, 937thefan.com. Right now, it's Pony and Muller.
Afternoons with Andrew Filipponi and Chris Muller. Sports Radio 937, The Fan.
Presented by Chafin Luhana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. So much to get to with our guy Bruce Gradkowski, former Steelers quarterback. And now Dwayne Haskins is a current Steelers quarterback. Bruce, you've broken down all of Haskins' snaps. Is it an ugly tape? Is it just disgustingly bad when you put it on?
I mean, it's not disgusting. Look, he's a young quarterback. You know, he gets another opportunity. You know, I didn't play the greatest, you know, my rookie year, and I was fortunate enough to get another opportunity. So hopefully this is a fresh start for him. And look, like you said before, it's no risk on the Steelers. It's a futures contract. It's the time of year that Haskins could come in, have a full offseason with the team, learn the new offense, whoever the offense coordinator is going to be, and go from there. And he has an opportunity. So I think the reward here outweighs the risk. So why not do it and see what you got?
What's he good at, Bruce? What are the things that made him a first round pick?
He's a big, strong guy, has a strong arm, but he's not the most mobile. You know, he's not going to kind of extend plays in that sense or, you know, run a bunch. He kind of has different deliveries at times. That's why his like accuracy is inconsistent at times, but he's a big physical guy.
So the arm arm, and then he shows up at the combine and they see how big he is, and that's how you end up being a top 20 pick.
Yeah, I mean, and then the success he had in college, and you know, kind of all lines, but you know, he looks the part as far as throwing the football.
Gotcha.
Even coming out, I was kind of concerned, you know, at times because I felt like he drops his elbow at times, and especially like maybe under pressure, he's going to just, you know, drop it and sling it and be inaccurate. But these are all things, too. He's played some football as a young quarterback already, and now he comes into an organization that Tom is one of the best out there is with, you know, a good culture to come and guys developing to, you know, players they can, you know, the best players they could be. So I'm interested to see how this works for Dwayne Haskins.
I've heard, and I think you're hitting on this, I heard from somebody not named you that they watched this guy and they came to the conclusion that he had some of the worst mechanics of any quarterback in the league this year. Would you co-sign on that?
I think it was some of the stuff like I was just saying, like dropping your elbow, you know. Maybe
now, is that sloppy? I mean, are those things that you can fix? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, it's things you can fix. It's things you can focus on and continue trying to improve on. Because sometimes, too, as young quarterbacks, there's a lot going on. The game is fast, and you have to make quick, fast, decisive decisions. And at times when that happens, now your mechanics go to crap. You know, you drop your elbow. You don't follow through. You drift off your target. You're not – your feet aren't aligned properly and everything like that. So it's stuff he just has to consistently grind and work at. I mean, I'll tell you this. Honestly, coming into this season – Dwayne Haskins impressed me because I saw physically how physically in shape he was, how physically fit he looked.
Yeah.
And that to me was like, cool. He learned something after his rookie year. Like he took this serious and he came into camp in shape and looked like he was ready to go. Now, as far as what happened from there, I wasn't in that building, but we saw the film out there, right? It's just inconsistent. And, Ron Rivera's a big guy on leadership, and I think that's kind of what transpired over there in Washington.
Bruce, you played with a guy, Jamarcus Russell, who didn't want to put the work in to be an NFL starting quarterback. And I think 2 years in, you could say the same thing about Dwayne Haskins, didn't want to put the work in to be a franchise quarterback. How do you get a guy to flip a switch? Can you?
Maybe this is the switch that he needed flipped, you know, getting released by Washington. Sometimes maybe when you think when you're a first rounder, you think maybe you're untouchable, and maybe this is good for him. Now, I don't know if I'd compare him as far as not working. You know, I think Dwayne Haskins, like I said, coming into this season, he looked fit. He looked like he was putting in the work. So I don't know. Like, I don't know the person. I don't see him behind the scenes. I don't understand or know how he's working. So I don't know if I would compare him to that. You know, I think his thing was just maybe a lack of focus on how important this is. I mean, this is guys' livelihood. This is players, you know, this is how you're making your money. These are how our coaches are keeping jobs. And when you mess around and you don't follow protocol, or you're missing the last snap of the game to take a knee because you're taking pictures or signing autographs, I mean, that's a lack of
Bruce,
focus.
Bruce, doesn't that drive you nuts? As a guy that had to fight tooth and nail to carve out a long NFL career, doesn't that has to drive you crazy when you see stuff like that?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it definitely does, just because it's the lack of focus, you know, and for how serious people take this game, and you don't have your quarterback taking it that serious, then it kind of rubs guys the wrong way. So I think that's what happened in Washington. So, look, I think it's important he gets another opportunity. I think he should and deserves another opportunity.
What do you mean by that? Like an opportunity to work again or start in the league again?
An opportunity to work again, to have an opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, to start again, I mean, that's going to come from him putting in the work, right? To earn that next opportunity.
Could you see it? I mean, do you see the potential there to be a starter or no?
I don't know. I think everyone in the league doesn't know either, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's why you're seeing him sign a futures deal. I see, you know, that's why no one was just banging down his door to sign him. So this is an opportunity, right?
Yep.
And look, now it's how he handles it. Honestly, it doesn't matter what happened in the past. He's granted this new opportunity. You come in, you put your head down, and you work, and you take care of your own business. And you try to take advantage of this next opportunity. I think for Haskins, this is a blessing for him to be in Pittsburgh, to be with Mike Tomlin, to be with a coaching staff like this. And we'll see what they do higher on the offensive side of the ball. But I think this could be a good step for him, you know, if he takes it and handles it the right way.
All right, let's get into the coaching stuff. Because I know your ears had to perk up when you saw Hugh Jackson came in here for an interview, Bruce.
I heard that. And then I thought initially, too, didn't they? I thought they put Canada at the OC. That wasn't official?
No, everything I heard was that it was pretty much a done deal. And that he was going to be the offensive coordinator. And that's what people inside the offices thought. And now this popped up that Hugh Jackson came in and interviewed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, of all the people I'm friends with, you know Hugh Jackson better than anyone. Well, that's not – I know one other guy who almost got into a fist fight with Hugh Jackson, but that's a story for another day. I don't think you ever came to blows with Jackson, did you?
No. We always had a good relationship.
Well, what can you tell me about him other than the fact that he went 0-16 one year as a head coach and got into a fight with Todd Haley a few times?
So Hugh Jackson and I were together in Oakland. He came out my second year with the Raiders to be offense coordinator. He was brought in to revitalize Jamarcus Russell. And this is after the year, you know, I beat the Steelers and we had some good games. So he came in trying to, you know, get Jamarcus back in there. And so initially, you know, it ticked me off, and we kind of, because you could tell where his mindset was to get Jamarcus back. But, you know, I feel like I earned his respect and vice versa, because when I did get back from some injuries, I was able to play, and we had some fun. I mean, we competed and everything like that. I mean, Hugh's motivated. He's passionate. He loves the game. I think he is a good coach, and, you know, we'll see.
What's his personality as an offensive coordinator? Is it the short passing game is really the run game like the Steelers did the last couple of years here? I mean, what's his MO for you as someone that's, you know, heard him call the plays? What is he as an offensive coordinator, Bruce?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, but I think, you know, he's a tough-minded offense coordinator. He's going to want to run the football. He's also going to want to be aggressive. I mean, he's a guy that'll throw the ball down the yard no matter what down it is or situation. And so that's how I always found him. Like, I felt like he was aggressive. I felt like one of the games I came back from injury, I liked how he's calling the plays. I'm like, cool, he's giving me easy throws out here and things of that sort. So it'll be interesting. I mean, I think Hugh can do a good job. He's been around. He's had multiple opportunities and, you know, had a stint as a head coach. And you learn a lot in those situations. And now to get an opportunity to get back in the door as an OC and try to help young guys, that'll be the difference. Now, Hugh's energetic and motivated in meetings. He's going to hold you accountable. He's going to be tough on the guys. And, you know, we'll see how that goes on the offensive side of the ball. I think they could use it, yep. You know, but that's the kind of mindset Hugh Jackson brings. He's going to be tough. He's going to be hard on them and demand a lot from them. And honestly, that could be what this offense needs.
Now, what if we've got this wrong and Canada's going to be the offensive coordinator and Jackson came in here to maybe be the quarterback's coach, Bruce? Do you think that could work?
I think it could. I mean, I think he could add some input, like I said, with his experience and everything like that. I think I saw, you know, well, I know I saw some good things from Canada's offense last year. I did like the shifts and the motion that they were using early on in the year, and then mm-hmm. it seemed like they got away from that a little bit.
Yep.
So I think, you know, Hugh Jackson can help implement his things.
Does Hugh like those things? Does he like the gadgets and the movement and that kind of stuff, Bruce?
I'm sure he's up for it. Yeah. I mean, Hugh's an aggressive guy, so I think he's up for it. Now
is he the type of guy that would say, "Hey Ben, do your thing. I'll basically just turn my microphone off on this headset and let you just run the offense and go to work"? Is he that type of guy too?
Not turn the mic off, but I think he is a coach that would help try to talk to Ben and do things Ben's comfortable with.
You think he'd make Ben get back under center a lot? Did he make you get under center a lot?
I mean, we did, you know, but that's kind of, I mean, that was, you know, back in the day. That was 2010.
You still had hair back then.
Yeah, little one poking up. No, it's nothing. But I think, you know, like if Hugh Jackson was like brought it, because that's what I thought initially, like Canada would be OC, Hugh Jackson maybe coming in for quarterback coach.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes that helps. Like Canada, the first time, you know, OC in the NFL, it would help to have a veteran quarterback coach that has called plays before, has been a head coach, mm-hmm. has a lot of experience, you know. I think that would help.
All right, Bruce, any questions for me?
How are you doing, brother?
I'm all right. I'm ready to watch Tom Brady do his thing on Sunday. I can't believe I'm saying that, but like, I
do. You want him to win?
Yeah, I do. And I don't want Antonio to have a huge game, but I want to see the Bucs in the Super Bowl in Tampa, your old stomping grounds. I do.
That would be kind of cool. Now, what about the Bills Chiefs? Who do you think wins that game?
I would say right now, Kansas City, as long as Mahomes is getting the go-ahead. If it's Chad Henne, no.
See, I picked the Bills today, even with Mahomes, me assuming Mahomes is healthy.
Look at you. You're trying to make a name for yourself. You're going out on a... actually, you're not. They're only a 3-point underdog.
Well, no, I think the reason why, too, I think the Bills defensively has been... they've been good at limiting, you know, big explosive plays downfield.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think, like, with Mahomes a little beat up, maybe we'll see how well he can move in this game with mm-hmm. his toe and stuff. But
yep.
I think the Bills can get after him a little bit. And I think I have a feeling the Bills win this one.
All right. There's Bruce.
And I think the Packers on the other side.
Bills, Packers in the Super Bowl. All right, man. We'll talk again next week.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
You too.